Hello, this is Mr. O'Sullivan, and I'm here with some very special fifth grade students who are going to talk about technology. Hello, what would you like to talk about?
The green screen. My favorite app on the Media Center is the green screen. You made a movie with that. You just put the plus sign and then put image, and you can put an image and connect it to the green screen, and then you can make a really cool movie.
And what kinds of green screen stuff have you made?
I had made a movie about puppies, ice cream, and much more.
And what do you do with your movie when you're done making it? What do you do with it then?
I publish it to the wall so other friends and people can see it.
Sounds fantastic. Well, thank you for sharing your ideas about green screen. Next, hello.
I want to talk about Korg. I use Korg to make music for my music videos.
And what is Korg? Is it an app?
Yeah, it's an app where you can make music.
On the iPad?
Mm-hmm.
And how do you make music?
You have to choose how many beeps per minute you want, how long you want it to be, and the tempo and things like that. And you can choose like what you want it to sound like.
And when you find a nice sound, how do you turn it into a music video?
You can click the little gears and turn on the live recording.
And once you record it, what do you do with it to turn it into a video?
You have to copy it and put it into Twisted Wave.
Okay, and then what do you do after that?
Put it into iMovie or something.
So you put your music into iMovie what else do you put in there? A video?
Yeah, a video or a picture.
Excellent. And what do you do when you're done with all this music video making?
I put it on the wall.
And why do you do that?
So other people could see my work.
And how do you feel when other people see your work?
Good.
Why?
Because I know that I worked hard on it and I want other people to like my work.
Excellent. Thank you for sharing your ideas. Very good. Next. Hello, we have two ladies. Hello.
Hi, my name is Ariana. And
my name is Jasmine.
And today we're going to be talking about green screen. And mostly green screen is about having fun with a partner or making a big movie session or like, you know, in director movies, you make cool movies because of green screen. That's why every movie that you see, sometimes they have green screen and all those cool pictures and everything, those are from green screen.
And in green screen, you could also do any background you want. With the green screen, you just have to upload it and use it for the background, whichever one you want. And it's very fun.
Yeah. So mostly green screen is about. So we do green screen for having fun and talking about main topics like Mother's Day or like different things that are really popular that everybody likes.
And what's the hardest thing about green screen? What's the most difficult challenge if you want to make a good green screen project?
The most difficult challenge you do in green screen is maybe like if you're trying to do a perfect movie and there's a lot of people in the background and then there's a bunch of noise and then you're trying to do a perfect movie, you have to be changing the backgrounds. The frames have to be changing and you need to plan every single step you're going to do. For the movie.
So how do you do your? How can you get around those difficulties?
By just like doing the best thing that you could, like agreeing or like making topics that everybody likes, like agreeing with other people.
And maybe like in the background, maybe like you could change the covers every time, like kind of like stop motion, but except that when you want to change the background, just stop it, stop the video, change the background, then move along again. And the people in the background, tell them at least to be a little quiet.
Yeah. Very good. Well, thank you for talking about green screen. Thank you so much. And next we have.
My name's Alexis Munoz. And my favorite thing to use is Google Earth because it's like if you wanted to go to Paris, you can just put Paris and it feels like you're in Paris and you can see anything you want.
So you've used Google Earth to go to Paris?
Yeah.
Were you going to talk about Google Earth too?
Yeah.
Why do you like Google Earth?
I like Google Earth because if you don't know how to go places, you could just like search the place up and go there.
And what places have you found?
I went to Washington, D.C.
Wow, very cool. And when you were in Paris, what did you see in Paris? Was it
the Eiffel Tower? And yeah. I kept on looking around the streets and see that it was really nice and big.
Very cool. Any other interesting places or interesting things you've seen on Google Earth?
Mexico.
Mexico? Very nice. What did it look like?
It was like the streets were made of like rocks and it was like big and you could see a whole bunch of people also. Like they're all gathering together.
Very cool. Any final thoughts about Google Earth?
I don't know.
You don't know? Very good. Well, thank you boys for sharing your ideas. Yeah.
I also want to talk about QR codes because people could publish QR codes. People could publish like their favorite subject on QR codes, and you're the only person that knows like what the QR code is for.
Very good. And have you made a lot of QR codes?
Yes.
And why do you make them?
Because they're fun, and like if you have a project that you want to show people, you could put it on a QR code and you could like copy and paste the QR code and people could scan it.
Excellent. Thank you so much. Thank you. And next, hello.
My favorite thing to do in the media center is green screen movies because you can add special effects to what movie you are creating and what the theme is.
Very good. Go ahead.
Another app I like to use is Google Earth because all the cool stuff you can do and you can view places no matter how far that place is.
So where have you gone on Google Earth?
California, even Washington, D.C.
Very nice. Excellent. And is there anything you want to say about green screen? Any cool things you've done?
Yeah, because you can make the green screen be moving, so it looks really cool. And you can make cool effects where you can be fading in whatever it is, or you can put, like, toys and stuff. So it's like you can make a movie of how they actually make it in theaters and stuff.
And how do you make a green screen move? You said you can make it moving.
By putting a video on it and then uploading it to the green, and then putting it on the green screen so it moves and then you can be right in front of it.
Excellent. You're using movies as the backgrounds in your green screens? Very cool. Well, thank you for sharing your ideas. Is there anything else you want to say? Mm-hmm.